Howdy doodly. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Alphavets. What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up? Welcome. 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 It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is Thursday. Mm-hmm.
What's up, y'all? Feeling good. Howdy. Feeling good.
Yeah. Feeling good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. How's your day?
Busy. Extremely busy. I didn't get home till 6:30. Okay, so I had to shove down, chow down, take a shower. I just got a fresh haircut, so I had to wash all the loose hair, you know, because it gets around. I don't like it. It itches.
Was that part of your busy day?
It was.
Okay.
It was. Priorities, Israel. Priorities. You know,
I don't cut my hair that often because, you know, frankly,
I like your hair, man. Everybody, don't we like Liz's hair? I like it.
Stop. Stop.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, man. Today's going to be a good day. Not as good as Tuesday was. Tuesday was pretty awesome.
Why?
Well, number one, because I got to talk to you. And the chat. Number two, we got to watch the greatest president in the world do what we knew he was going to do.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I already forgot.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to forget because we all knew that's what was going to happen. So, yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. You definitely see the mega takeover, you know, you do. Mm-hmm. You do. Question is,
those darn extreme MAGA Republicans, I tell you,
it is pretty funny how out of the way they will go to say try and convince the people that you're just this far right extremist. It's like, right. Dude,
extreme MAGA Republicans is the new weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, seriously. It seriously is. What was it yesterday? Mr. Scarborough's little mental breakdown on his show.
He ain't the only one, dude. They're all.
Well, I know, but he has them every day, but he's like, right. He's always telling everybody America sucks. He's like, he's just going after make America great again. He's like, why is his message got to be America sucks? America. Unemployment's down. The economy's the greatest it's ever been. Who believes that?
There are people, believe it or not, Israel, that still watch the mainstream media and think that they're being told the truth by the media.
I think they
have blue. Lights. They have blue hair. Multiple piercings. They are confused as to what gender they are.
Yeah. Christian nationalism. I think that's another one.
Oh yeah, Christian, because it's America. Apparently, is no longer a Christian nation according to these people, even though it was founded on Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's been full force, man. It's been mm-hmm. full force. It's amazing how much this country has. From a media standpoint, I guess I'd say the majority is a lot stronger in what mm-hmm. what people's values actually are, what they're turning back into. But the media's narrative, of course, is gonna be that we're this, you know, do what you want. I just think of how great things were, even under fiat, when people recognized that God was the one true God.
That's right.
You know, like, it just goes to show you, you know, even like your tongue is a rudder, right? Speaking life upon yourself. That whole experiment that Trey Smith did with the rice. You know, speaking love and hate. And the one with the love, it did not decay. The one right. that they spoke hate to did. So I'm just saying, like, you do that. Like, I mean, if you look at Corinthians, if you replace God with love, it shows you what God is. Like, God is love, right? So if you're taking God out, you can see the decay. You can see everything throughout this nation. What happens when you turn from him? And just would like to see it come back.
It's going to come back. That Holy Spirit is going to spread so rapidly that once all is revealed, I firmly believe, like, there are still many good people in this country. I think a lot of these people, that they're good, they're good-hearted people. They just don't know where to turn to. Like, they're in this, I think a lot of people are in this middle stage where they don't know what to believe. Like, they really don't know what to believe right now. But I think the more the truth is exposed, the more people come back. I mean, that's, if I was God, that would be my plan. I would free you by showing you the truth and giving you the option. Do you want to roll with me? God's like, do you want to roll with me or do you want to continue doing what you're doing? Because I can be hands off and let y'all destroy yourselves.
Well, that's just it. If we don't turn back, you can see what's going to happen. Hypothetically, I'm not saying we are. Hypothetically, if this nation doesn't, you can expect it to be over, you know, within a couple of years. Because if we don't turn back, even like this whole thing with the eclipse, Nineveh, Jonah, the whole point of turning back to God, right?
Yep.
Like repenting and not being destroyed. If we don't, man, it's time's
if
not
we
on
don't,
people's side.
Right. It's we're gonna wind up the way Nineveh would have wound up if they hadn't changed their ways.
And I think it'd be a little different in terms of the destruction. I think it would be, instead of like what God was saying, you know, I think it'd be in terms of complete takeover of the demonic. You already see it, but it can still be stopped. There's still time. But yeah, I mean, after that, very much time left after that door is shut.
It would be messy. It would be messy. They would get the civil war they wanted, more than likely.
They would.
And then they would, it wouldn't be good, Israel. So
no,
that's why I pray every day, because I know God is with us. And I know, like somebody just said in here, like we are the majority. We are the majority. We talked about it earlier in the week. Sometimes it's starting the conversation is the hardest part, because everybody's looking at each other like, you cool? Are you cool? It's like you wait for, yeah. And I had,
you wait
yesterday,
for a little something,
yeah. Yep. Yesterday at work, I'm talking with a couple and they said one thing. And I told you, I'm like, oh, watch this. And before they left my office, they knew about Kim Clement and they had me write his name down and they wanted to go check out his prophecies. And they see the same things that we see. And I even made a comment about, you know, the country. I always go, yep, you know, the world's kind of in chaos right now. And then it's like, that's my go-to. Let me throw that out there and see what I get back. And
yeah,
a lot of times I get the, yeah. And then somebody has something to say, like taxes, you know, anything, the money. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you about it. And I said about, you know, our country is in chaos right now. And the lady goes, don't worry, it's going to get better. And then I say, all right, here we go. Let me tell you about it. Have you ever heard of Kim Clement? Have you ever, and I just started. It was a great conversation. I had a couple of those like that today, too. So I firmly believe, like, the more I interact with people, the more I realize that we all have we all can see the same thing. It's just everybody's in this this mindset of, like, I don't know who's cool and who's, but that's by design, right? That's why when COVID happened, they wanted everybody in their house and afraid to talk to each other, afraid to go see. Because if they could shut down the public conversation, if they could scatter us, tell us big bad boogeyman's going to get you if you go out in the public. I, for one, I'm not going to lie, when COVID was going on, I was like, this is kind of nice. Because when you went out, There was no traffic. When you went shopping, like there was nobody there. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, dang it.
You ever man. Heard that? You ever heard that song? It's by John LaJoy. It was about COVID. They took it down off Spotify. But it was the whole song. He's a comedian. The whole song is about how he's gonna miss COVID because he actually has to hang out with people and like not use the COVID as an excuse, all that stuff. I was like, yeah, I feel right. that. I like feel me that. Though, I'm a little different. I'm either too much or you know, I don't really know how to ease in to conversations. You know, like if you're someone brings me into it, I usually just like we're going into this, okay. You know, I'm straight into it. Or if I just stay out of it. You know, there's no in between. There's
don't no be between. That like person. I was saying yesterday. Like...
So you guys know what? About reptilians,
right? Know about reptilians? Ever told you about them guys? No. What's funny? You said the world's chaotic right now, and they go, "Yeah, it is." And you go. You know it's run by satanic pedophiles, right? And they're like, oh, yeah. whoa.
Coming whoa. Out of left field.
Yeah. You got to ease into that one. You got to ease yeah. into that one. You know, they're going to like, uh-oh, this guy's crazy. I threw my hands up as the camera got me. I always forget. Oh, anyway.
Yeah. Meldrum right out of the gate. A line about the Anunnaki. Yeah.
So you heard about the like, they come up from they're down below us. You ever heard of them?
Like that, yeah. Like to have that like what you're gonna see tomorrow. Like to have that conversation with someone, you got to be on another level with them. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be walking up to strangers talking about that stuff. Like no. They will shut you down so fast. Shoot, there's people. I'm pretty sure I know. You know, I'm sure there's people in here that are gonna be like, no. This dude's off his rocker, you know, but mm-hmm. whatever. This is part of the reason why I have a podcast.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. On, huh? I think that would be a fabulous idea, Israel. All right. Yeah. We got everybody's rolled in now. So let's have some prayer.
It'll be on Rumble 3 p.m. Central.
Go for it. Watch.
Don't be. It's not that good.
You see how I love it. You see how humble my man is. I like it.
It's really not.
I like. Okay, Israel. You know that saying? You're your own worst critic, aren't you?
Nobody takes me down more than myself.
You know what they say though? And I'll before we pray, they say that if you can self, like how you know Trump's. If you go look at all the times he was on SNL and stuff, like he had no problem making fun of himself. And they say right. if you can do that, it's a sign of intelligence because I should be able to make fun of myself all day, every day. And I do all the time. All the time. You should be able to.
Not in like a necessarily a negative way. Just like I'm too hard. I mean, I should say I'm too hard. I just, I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to like
he's not kind of know. Ladies and gentlemen he's not kind of a perfectionist he's a perfectionist.
So when I don't know how to do something like when involving editing and stuff like that I spend a lot of time on it trying to make it as close as possible but it you know it's a learning process anyway
yeah all right anyway
let's go
yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, Father, and we are thankful once again to have this opportunity to come together for fellowship, to speak truth to power and to worship you, Father, and to just know and be thankful that we have you in our lives each and every day. We thank you, Father, for breathing life into our lungs today. We thank you. We know that you have been with us today, walking with us, guiding us. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom, for your discernment, and for your protection, Father, for your protection, for having your army of angels with us, for having your arms around us, Father, and always finding a way to lift us up and to just let us know that you are there. It is such a wonderful feeling to have you in our lives, to know, Father, that you are provision, that as long as we keep our eyes on you and seek you and seek your word, that no matter how chaotic the world may get each and every day, that we know because you are there that there's absolutely nothing to fear. And we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us this this ability to see. It is so important now to have that spiritual vision, to remove those scales and to see the true nature of the world that we live in. We thank you for allowing us, Father, to humble ourselves before you every single day. It is a great feeling to know that you are there with us, that this humbling experience that we are all going through together, this humbling experience that our nation is going through right now. It might seem scary, but we know that there are things that you needed us to see. For we say here, we talk about all the time here at Alpha Vets that we may not understand when we are in this storm, Father, when we are going through these things, when we have these hard times in our lives. You know, life is not easy. This world is not easy. You placed us in this world, a world that truly just, it doesn't like you, so it doesn't like us. But you gave us an instruction manual of your word on how to navigate this world while maintaining that moral compass, that spirit that you breathe inside of each and every one of us. We're just thankful each and every day to have that opportunity to continue to grow with you and to continue to grow ourselves and grow the spirit of this nation. For we know that because you are with us, that we will be united again. This country that will be united again in the world. It won't just be here in America. This is going to catch fire and go all over the world, Father, and humanity will come together with one sound voice, and we will cry out to you, Father, and we will know that it is you that is there and that it is your hands upon all of us that have turned back the tide of the evil ones who wish to harm us. And we're just thankful to be alive right now, to be living in this wonderful time that we are in. You know, it may be scary, Father, but we know that this is quite possibly the greatest time to be alive, and that we are going to witness things and do things that we never thought possible. And I can't thank you enough each and every day for allowing me and Israel and everybody here tonight to take part in this together. We thank you for just continuing to watch over our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. We know that you are guiding him, Father, and that nothing these people do will come anywhere near close to being successful. And we are watching in real time everything they try to do just continue to fall apart and unravel. And while trying to attack him, they are doing nothing but exposing themselves and exposing the truth for all of us to see. Father, we thank you. We know each and every day that there are good men and women all over this country that are finding the courage to stand up and do what is right. But we pray, Father, that our enemies, that those who have done wrong, those who have done things that they have to face judgment for, that they find the courage to stand up, to repent, to do what is right here and now, and face judgment in this world so that when they meet you, Father, they can spend eternity with you. That is what it's all about. And I know that there are many people who have regrets. We all have regrets, but we pray for our enemies that they have that change of heart to come forward and do the right thing, Father. That's what we pray for today and every day. And Father, we thank you each and every day for the prophets. We know that you are speaking through many. We know that you have anointed many, Father, and we know that you will continue to do so. We know that you will continue to guide them, and we know that you will continue to protect them, Father. And Father, we thank you each and every day so much for feeding us, not just physically, but spiritually. Spiritually, Father, we thank you for feeding us, for changing our minds, for changing our hearts, for bringing out that spirit that you put in each and every one of us. Father, we are just so thankful, so thankful. And Father, we thank you for this wonderful community here at Alpha Vets. We just know that you are with us, that you will be with us tonight, that we will have fun tonight, Father, because you just bring great joy to us each and every day. And we just know that you will help us continue to build this community and to spread this message far and wide, Father. For we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, Israel.
Yeah, man.
I want to start off. You know, I love telling y'all that you should be highly offended at how dumb that your government thinks you are. Because I had to show this tweet. I couldn't believe that this guy had the audacity to tweet this out today. Okay. This is from the mayor. This was yesterday, actually. Mayor Eric Adams, you know, our favorite New York mayor. He's doing such a wonderful job up there for the
great
people
guy.
Of New York.
Okay.
This was his tweet yesterday, Israel. Murders are down. Shootings are down. Transit crime is down. Car thefts are down. The safest big city in America just got even safer. That was an actual tweet from the mayor of New York. The city that just had to activate the National Guard in their transit system, in the suburb, the transit system that he just said crime is down. That's amazing. Is that crazy?
It's quite wild.
That they would have this dude had the audacity to tweet that out yesterday.
Yeah, this whole thing, the National Guard, man, must be really bad.
Yeah, right. Why would you call in the National Guard? You got Elon Musk out here basically letting everybody know that something's coming. They're planning something. We all know they are. Because
what do you mean?
Seeing then they're planning something.
What do you mean, like they? Like who? Like what do you mean?
The evil ones,
the deep state.
Yes,
like an event. Evil ones. Is that what you're talking about?
You know they are. We're all waiting for them to do it because they're going to hit the panic button. You're already seeing the media lose their stuff. I almost said a cuss word. You're already seeing the media lose it. They're becoming extremely unhinged because they know that we're not buying it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not buying it anymore. Had a conversation with a coworker today. He's like, man, the media. I said, do you ever think it would be this bad? And then I had to school him on the Smith-Mundack. So many people have no idea that they legalized propaganda in 2012.
Obama.
Obama. The most, until Joe Biden, Obama was the most popular president. And then this old guy gets 81 million votes.
I was cracking up at Pre-Medic's tweet where he said, I'll give Biden credit. If there's anything he's done, he's the only president in U.S. history who hasn't been accused of being the Antichrist.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we know. It's kind of funny, though. Everybody gets blamed. Everybody's called the Antichrist, man. It's always somebody.
See, to me, it's the spirit. It's the spirit of the, like in, you know, it's well, what Matt, it's the yeah. spirit of the Antichrist. It's alive and well today. That is.
Well, there's the Antichrist spirit. Sure. Obviously, there is the son of perdition, right. But like they've been grooming it. Like this is how Kevin explained it. They groom someone every decade. But since the church is still here, as long as the church is still here, that doesn't come to fruition.
Right.
So there's always a groomed Antichrist. And it's just, you know, I'm sure that there's one happening right now. I'm pretty sure, you know, who knows? The other one might at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be someone that people like.
I mean, wouldn't that be what Satan does? I mean,
he's supposed to be charismatic, right?
Right. The great
deceiver. He's supposed to be charming.
Well, I mean, Obama was all those things.
Right. He was.
And charming.
He could have been one being groomed for sure.
Slick talk. Oh, I firmly believe he was. I mean, there's that picture of him with the devil horn costume. I mean, it was clearly him. Mm-hmm. That was clearly Obama. Yeah,
that was Bohemian Grove stuff right there.
I firmly believe the Antichrist would fly in pizza and hot dogs in the middle of the night from Chicago.
You mean kids?
Kids, yeah. $65,000 worth.
Yeah, of kids. We can say that here.
Yeah, we can say that here. Kids.
Can't say that on YouTube.
Oh, no. We'd already got shut down.
Yeah, but what about this? Do you think Ryan Garcia is losing his mind, or do you think he's got some?
Man, I think I don't know what to think. That's serious.
It's very tough. There was another MMA fighter talking about it, and he's like, this dude has been been through so much, like, physical, you know.
He's been in boxing since he was 7.
239 amateur fights.
Right. But
it's taking punches.
I can't discredit what he's saying.
I'm not discrediting,
because I know, but is this, so there's two angles. He's telling the truth, and that's what he saw. I would firmly believe him. Or they're trying to throw him out there and make him look like a psycho so they can discredit it and go, see all these people who think that they're crazy.
And that's, I'm not saying he's like losing it or anything. I've seen both things coming out. Obviously, he's touching on subjects that people we know about. So it's like, you can't just throw that out like he's just losing his mind. And you do have to see what elites have done to a lot of people by discrediting them, you know, throwing campaigns against them to take them down. So, I mean, it's just, it's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild what he's going on there. I mean, he went on with Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate's like, man,
be careful. Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was watching his Twitter feed. They were deleting his tweets like real time.
Yeah, I was watching it too. Yeah.
They were taking those tweets. Like, he wasn't making that up. I was watching. I was like, yeah, they're taking your tweets down, dude. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody just said something funny in the chat. There's like, let me go back. It said, where is it? Obama. There's like, you know, it eats Obama up that Biden got more votes than him. Like, he can't talk. I would love.
He can't
A good journalist would be like, yo, Barack, you want to comment on the fact that Joe Biden got more votes than you, just to see what he says? I mean, because the most you ever got was 67 million, and that dude got a cool 81 mil, man. I mean, he was your vice president. So basically, what the
mil?
81 million. Just saying that. I told you that's going to be the punchline of so many jokes in the future.
It already has been.
And it won't even have to do anything with the joke. But like, why does CAT, what if CAT spelled dog? And I'm like, oh no, 81 million. 81 million.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Ryan Garcia. He's a professional boxer.
Yeah. And he was on, was he on a Spaces?
He was on, I think he was on a Spaces with
Andrew Tate, and just basically said that he watched them rape kids at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
They forced him to watch it.
Like, yep. I mean, who would want to make that up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want
unless,
and like you said, already have, you're already well known.
Right.
Like, even if it was for fame, like, you don't need that.
No, and I will say this. If you ever watch Ryan Garcia fight, after every fight, who's the first person he gives the glory to?
God.
Jesus. Yeah, God. Mm-hmm. Said, I wouldn't be here without God. And he was, yesterday during his rant, he was saying, God is great. God is stronger. Like, I'm protected, but please pray for me.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely, he's got a lot of attention on him. So.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is, if you guys do see anything from Ryan Garcia and people start talking to you about like he's absolutely like crazy, just I wouldn't throw out what he's saying. I wouldn't throw it out. Like, mm-mm. We know what the elites do to take down people, make them look crazy and all that stuff. They did it to everybody. But yeah.
You seeing this in the chat? Jolene just said, pro Hamas protest blocks Biden motorcade route from State of the Union address. There is something about tonight's. I think they're trying to make us believe the sun's going to go down tonight. Now, number one, the fences went back up. Why would you put the, what is, why do you have, unless they're trying to, to me, it's like, let me put this fencing up and then let me get up here and call, say, extreme MAGA Republicans and make the nation believe that they're going to attack all of us. That's why I had to put the fence up, because those extreme MAGA Republicans aren't going to like what I say tonight.
Yeah, it's very odd. I don't understand it. I don't understand it either. Yeah, it could be a, like a, it could be a bunch of random people, and they'll blame it on MAGA.
Yeah,
for sure. It'll be the, yep. the new. It'll be the first headline story on Mika and Joe tomorrow morning.
Is the National Guard there in DC? That's crazy if they are. Why would you call up the National Guard for State of the Union?
Are you sure?
Insane. I don't know. I'll have to check on that one. I know they're in New York. I know for sure they are in New York. Anytime I see him called up now, especially to one of these cities, you know, I think about, you know what I think about. First thing.
I know what you think about.
National Guard called up the 12 cities, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
What else? So the whole, supposed to be some intermissions tonight for the
stadium. Yeah, a couple intermissions for so they could shoot them up.
Juice them. They got to juice them. Now, has anybody, I still haven't been able to find, like, the only person I've seen say that was Sean Spicer on Twitter, and I think everybody ran from there. So, like, I've been trying to find an official statement from the White House that said they were going to have two intermissions, but that wouldn't surprise me. Maybe they got to do an intermission so they can swap out the clones. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Swap out the clones, swap out the shapeshifters.
Yeah, like this is crazy. Simon, what's his name? I always butcher his last name.
Atiba, is it Atiba? Something like that.
So he posted a small excerpt. he posted a small piece from supposedly what's going to be Biden's speech, and of course it's the same dribble drabble. Oh. I'm going to build the economy from the middle up and bottom out. You just got to give me more time, you dumb people. You don't realize how good you have it.
Yeah. Yeah, here you go. George just posted this.
Let's go.
Turning on the Biden. Yeah. Better.
Isn't it amazing when the did we not say that their little Antifa army, their little Pantifas that they've been building up all over the country, were eventually going to turn on them?
Well, that's what happens when you don't give them
what
you told them you're going to give them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the BLM stuff, man, there was something that came out today. They said that it was like CCP funded, you know?
Yeah, Summer of Love. And I saw another article where they said this whole transgender movement is being bankrolled by the Chinese Communist Party too.
I have no doubt. I mean, you got to think about it. The Dems, they're all CCP controlled, right? So you have the CCP. Let's just call it CCP, right? It doesn't even need to be necessarily who's in charge of China, because most of the time people that are running operations are a shadow government behind the scenes. You know? Right. But they're all tied to each other, to Biden, to what's happening here in the U.S. So this worldwide shadow government you can clearly see there's been a campaign to take the USA down. Through these regimes like the Biden regime, obviously we all know Biden isn't doing anything. He hasn't done one thing. He is a nobody. And the fact that he's even a face blows my mind that they would even allow. I've always wondered that. Like, if you're going to take down the country, you couldn't have someone else? Like, you couldn't have picked anybody. A homeless guy on the street. I don't know anybody, but Joe and Kamala. Mm-hmm. Do you see the Border Patrol's post?
I did not.
It's like the border czar Kamala tonight. When she starts clapping, it'll be the only thing we've ever seen her actually do or something like that.
I'm curious if we're going to get a nice view of her neck again. You know, where it's all bunched up right there. It looks like a pack of hot dogs just chilling.
When border czar Kamala Harris claps at the State of the Union just tonight, it will be the most work we've ever seen her do.
Nice.
That was her post.
Yeah. Nice.
That was pretty funny.
I will admit, I feel bad for, like, I do feel bad for the Border Patrol agents. Like, they are, I told you, when I was at FLETC, man, I met so many, Border Patrol peeps, and they were cool peeps, man. I met a lot of cool dudes at FLETC. Like, that's why I tell you, like, I still firmly believe that there's more good than bad within our ranks, and that, you know, and when you have the wrong people in leadership that have the wrong kind of power, you know, for all we know, some of these dudes are being blackmailed themselves with some just stupid stuff. I mean, I don't know, but I know the Border Patrol. I feel extremely bad for the situation they've been put in right now. I really do. And, you know, there was a time I was one of those like, no, just quit or do your job. Well, if they quit, then we just made life a whole lot easier for people to flood across so they're really in a rock and a hard place. And like I said, I do have mad respect for them because I met a lot of dudes that were men and women that were really cool. And they do have a tough job down there. Even when this madness isn't going on, they have a tough job down there, a dangerous job. And that's why I can't wait until we get the real president back in there and we build. If you think the wall he's got there now is good, wait till you see what he really has. I promise it's going to be more than what you see right now. I will promise you that.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, obviously we don't know how long. Like, because we've always talked about, like, what we got a window, you know, when Trump comes back in for, you know, politically wise, stuff like that. I do remember Kim's prophecy about a Latino president. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said he would basically be the same thing. So keep your eye on that. But it is kind of like, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just saying, like, we only got Trump for 4 years, you know? Unless we do some, unless Trump's the last president, I don't know.
Well,
unless we over and bring back the, let's go buy South America, let's go buy Canada, Greenland, start something. People would yell at me that because they'd be like, "You're messing with the Constitution." And
all right, how about this?
Yeah,
how about this? Trump is like our modern day Jehu, right? So if you have the paradigm, Trump is similar to Jehu, okay? Well, how long did the house of Jehu reign over Israel? It was like 28 years. It was a while, and I believe it. I got to go, don't quote me because I don't want to mess this up because it's been a while since I read this story, but I'm pretty sure that his family, like, he had sons and they kind of succeeded him, the house of Jehu. So you got Don Jr., who I think would, I think Don could be a, you got Eric.
I'd rather have Eric than Don.
Yeah, I like Don Jr. too. Like, I could see him.
I don't mind him.
I could definitely see him running the show one day. But Eric, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe one day Barron Trump.
Maybe there's more to Barron Trump that we don't know.
Why not Ivanka?
I feel like nobody ever talks about Ivanka.
No.
I feel like most Americans don't trust a woman as president. Don't mean to be like anybody get mad at that. I feel like that's where most of the people lie. I don't care. If it's someone like, if you want to throw Carrie, I'd be down to have Carrie Lake run, you know? Like, I would be totally down for that. That'd be sick.
Christy Noem, too.
Christy Noem, shoot. Throw her as the VP. I'd vote for that. Kari Lake and Christy Noem. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty wild.
Right. Like, you're not saying that a woman can't be president. You're just saying that a lot of people.
No, I just feel like
your belief is that they wouldn't trust it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when the women they tried to throw up there were Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris as VP, like, mm-hmm. you probably damaged some trust big time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody right now. I don't care. Democrats, too. I bet if you asked a Democrat, like, could you see Kamala Harris running the country? And they'd be like,
absolutely not.
Ooh, ooh.
I can't see her running a McDonald's at a general manager position.
No. Oh, my God. Listen, so we're going to, like, put salt on the fries because they're fries. You know what I mean? So you have to – somebody floated a pretty good theory. They would suck. Somebody floated a pretty good theory about Kamala, like why they picked her. Because she was like one of the first ones to drop out because nobody freaking liked her when she was running. Like, she's one of the first Dems to drop out after the Iowa caucus. And somebody said he picked her, number one, because he said he was going to – right?
Donnie's in here. Hi, Donnie.
Where?
I think so.
Hey! She said not to –
Not two women. Don't do that to us. That's awesome. That's funny.
But somebody said he picked her. Well, we all know, number one, he picked her so he could play the race card, because that's what the Democrats love to do. It's always about the color of your skin. And two, he picked her because it was like an insurance policy. Like, surely they're not going to get rid of me with that being number two. Like, there's no way. They'd rather have the guy that can't walk up a flight of stairs or complete a sentence. Think about that. They'd rather go with the guy that, like, Trump. I love when Trump does the Roomba, when he, like, walks around. He's like a Roomba.
Yeah.
They'd rather have that guy
over here.
What than was, pull the plug on him and bring in Kamala. Think about that.
Yeah. Do you see, I think it was, what's his name? Louder with Crowder. He had a tweet where he said, we obtained an exclusive copy of Biden's State of the Union speech tonight. And it was like three lines. And it was a bunch of gibberish. And it's like, okay, exit left. You know the thing. Stuff like that. I probably won't even be watching it tonight. Not going to lie.
I have no desire to watch. Like,
spending my time watching him ramble on. I mean, every time, the last time they did it, what, they juiced him up so much that he actually spoke for a decent amount of time. I think most people go towards Trump just to see what Trump says about his little, you know.
There will be more people tuned in. Or, I mean, if you really got it going on, you got the Biden on one screen and you got Truth Social feed on the other, and you're just watching them both in real time. Right?
Right.
But you know what he's going to do. I guarantee he's going to say at least once, I'm going to build the economy from the middle up to bottom out.
Greatest
economy in the world. It's the American comeback, right? I'm sure that's going to be
unemployment's
in there.
Lower than 3%. It's not. Inflation's 2%. The economy's great. Speaking of the economy. Did you happen to see that February commercial chapter 11 bankruptcy filings climbed 118%
in February
882 filings versus 377 filings in 2023. This is just one month. Total February commercial filings increased 2546. Let's see. Total bankruptcy filings in February of 2024, 39,014. Think about that, man. And then you got over here, you know, like Jerome Powell, he came out and stated, hey, guys, you know, you're called crazy for talking about this. Jerome Powell just comes out and is like, hey, banks are going to fail. The man himself said it. Okay. But now this is, I thought this was just, you know, a little high. This was top real estate investor, real estate CEO warns 500 or more banks will either fall or be consolidated over the next 2 years. Now you see, like, obviously we know what happened last year, right? You see what's happening with NYCB. We'll see if they even make the weekend.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're going to make the weekend. Honestly, they're probably going to fall. But again, look at the debt call. Look at the debt call. We got a bank term funding program ending on the 11th. All of these things happening. But 500 banks within the last 2 years, and JP Morgan, places like JP Morgan, Citigroup. Well, Citigroup has a massive problem on their balance sheets, obviously, but JP Morgan's over here hiring. They're like the only bank that's just stacking up. Why? Because JP Morgan has the biggest market capitalization in the world, right? So JP Morgan is in consolidation mode. They're gearing up to take in. Like, they're about to buy all these people.
Yep.
So JP Morgan Chase, do I see these things popping up out of nowhere? These banks. Well, everyone else is laying off. JP Morgan's just sitting here like.
Yep.
And they're, you know what they're going to try, man? They're going to try and push their, probably try and push their CBDC stuff.
They will.
They'll try it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the people are there yet. Well, we're in a great awakening here. So yes. I think now would be the worst time to try, but they're gonna, and I think they'll fail. Because frankly, let's be honest, the whole world's going gold. Look at gold the last couple of days.
Yeah, what's it been doing, this?
Gold is showing you that something is happening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to someone else today who was now granted he's a silver guy. No, he runs most of his company off silver, all this stuff. You got to think about silver, though. With all the energy deals, with all these green deals, you guys, do people realize that silver is used for most of this? Like, Tesla.
Solar panels.
No, take the battery in Tesla, like a Tesla car. That, you need so much silver just in one.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. Like, how much is that? I don't know how much Tesla car is nowadays, but think about when that price increases, how much some of these are going to be, you know. I'm telling you. What he was just saying, the way that the whole world's going, people need to understand where silver is, the demand is going to be. But, you know, for those that are, you know, taking in right now, banks are hoarding it right now, still continuing to take it in. Well, everybody goes for Bitcoin. By all means, have at it. I'm just saying, everybody's going gold. Bitcoin is not digital gold. Stop. I think it was Nadine who posted that. Is that meme of Batman? I think he's slapping Robin or something. It's like Bitcoin's digital gold, and he slaps him. It's like gold is gold.
Right. And what I've noticed since it started last Friday, so gold started creeping up last Friday, right before the weekend. Yeah. And then you're watching it, they knock it down. So normally they knock it at nighttime, they start knocking it back down, right? If you go look at the trends, they go knocking it down. Well, what I've noticed is it's been going up at night. And silver, if you're watching, gold is just up. It's closed now 5 straight days. So Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So for 5 straight days now, gold has closed at an all-time high.
2159 right now. Silver's at 2433.
Wait, you said 2159? I see right now because I got my live tracker. It says 2172.
Okay, then I don't know. I just picked on goldprice.org. I didn't look at.
Oh,
well, see, I this got one's the different. Mine's, yeah, this other I'm one says 2170. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So still, yeah. I mean, it's closed 5 days in a row, each day higher than the last. And if you're watching silver, silver slowly just inching up. Why? Because they really don't want silver to break. They don't want gold to break loose. But once silver breaks,
they don't want any of it to
game. It's game. When you see silver start doing what gold's doing, like every day going up a dollar. See, silver, if silver went up a dollar every day, that is huge. And here you got gold averaging a couple $20, $30 a day now for five straight days in a row going up. So they're really trying. Remember the picture that the debt clock posted way back when it and it said, we're doing everything we can to hold it back.
We've
and
done everything you got we the, can, yeah.
Yeah, and you got the little military guy going, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough.
It's not. It's not.
Because like we said, I think we talked about Monday night real quick. When BRICS, when these countries that have all been hoarding gold, they don't want to use the dollar anymore. They're going to be the ones controlling the price of gold. The dollar's not going to have the same effect on affecting the price of gold and silver that it used to. I think you're slowly going to watch that control go to the BRICS nations. Why? Because that's what their currency is based on. Do I want paper money or do I want real money? And that's where the world's going to start going, oh, wait a minute.
Well, they're already doing it. Already doing it. This is why you see gold going up, because it's starting to feel the effects of de-dollarization. Everybody's starting to actually like hit that point where they're like, all right, this is what gold does. Gold will continue to perform. It's a hedge against all the de-dollarization, against the inflation, everything. Gold's not going to like tank or anything. I mean, they might knock it down maybe once. I mean, you could see a cut. If you see a cut, you might, I mean, buy the dip, I guess. But if they see a cut, they're probably going to hit silver too. And I would buy the silver dip. For sure.
I always buy
the dip. If they knock that thing down to like $12.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. Yeah.
If they did that.
So they can get some. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what they do.
I don't think they'll knock it down that far, but I think they'll try. They're going to keep trying.
They did until last they year. Can't.
Well, they did. They knocked it down to what, $15 an ounce?
No, it was $12.
Was it really? Dang.
12 was the lowest. That. Yeah. Because it was at 25 and it went down to 12, I think.
Yeah. I got a bunch when it was at about 15, 16 an ounce. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. I jumped in on it when it was at like 15, 16, something like that. Like again, obviously.
Right.
I mean, I've been buying silver for like, 4 years.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I told you before I gave my life to God, I didn't care about any of this stuff.
No, until man.
Until he told me, I would have been that idiot, ladies and gentlemen. What was his name that was out in front of the pawn shop, the gold coin shop, and he's asking do you want this $10 bill or this 1 ounce gold? I'd have been done. I'd have taken that $10 bill. I'm like, give me that $10 bill.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I knew better than that.
No, I'd have been like, give me that cash. I'm going to go buy me a 40.
Go buy a 40.
Hey, I was, when you're in the middle, when you're young airman, when you're young airman.
No, I get it. I get it.
That's all I could afford.
Yeah,
So I don't know. Something tells me that watching it go up this many days in a row tells me everything I need to know. Because I know we've all been watching it for a long time now, and I've never seen it. I don't remember it going up 5 days straight. Normally they knock it. They love to knock it down and manipulate it. So we'll see what happens. But I will say this, y'all. Bo did say that March everything was going to start to go up. Bitcoin, gold. So
well, I mean, just wait. Now, obviously, Monday is the end of the bank term funding program.
Right
now, again, I'm not giving you a date of March 11th that everything's going to, you know, go crazy, but it could, it very well could. And I mean, that's the first marker where I see, if we start to see bank failures, I mean, look what NYCB, would be doing some sketchy stuff. NYBC or CB, they just came up. They did what was that one company that all of a sudden had, was it Tether? Tether that just had like a billion minted.
Remember and that? Tether's tied to the dollar 1-to-1, right? Right.
And you remember that when they just like, boom, there it is. After yeah. they're like, NYCB did the same thing, dude. They did the same thing. And it's like, okay, so somebody's manipulating something, you bunch of corruption hacks. But either way, I don't see NYCB even surviving the weekend. It's been pretty... It's very interesting. Either way, the bank term funding program gets pulled on Monday. And like that real estate CEO is talking about 500 banks. Now, we've talked about the regional banks because, you know, if Jerome Powell, you know, when he came on and straight up said, yo, banks are going to fail. Banks are going to fail. Yeah, we know. We know. As a matter of when, it's yet to be seen. It should start here soon. But these regional banks, they hold all the commercial real estate, 80% of commercial real estate. And the bad loans, there's a lot of bad loans out there. Okay. 2008, 2009, it's all the same. Actually, it's not all the same. It's a lot worse. We talked about HSBC. And then what happens to HSBC? They drop like 10% like a couple weeks later because they have a bunch of bad loans going through. Everything going on with China, hitting Europe. And now you're starting to see the debt call here, bank term funding program. And everything along these lines, regional banks ain't going to last. Regional banks are going to be gone. I mean, they hold all the commercial real estate pretty much. So, I mean, I was thinking like, I don't know, maybe 180, 200 banks over, you know, the year.
Yeah,
man, people are projecting more like double that. And I'm just like, okay.
Let's see.
Well, JP Morgan's licking their chops.
You know how it's going to go. Like last year, one went, then another. It was like a little domino effect. Like we just got a brief. I feel like they're setting us up in stages. Like, so think about this. Now, this is just theory. But if I'm the good guys,
mm-hmm.
if I'm the good guys and I, again, if I'm God, I'm not. But you have to try and think. If God is trying to wake up his people, all right? He's trying mm-hmm. to wake up his people. So if I'm good, I'm giving you little brief hints of what is about to take place. So if you are paying attention, if you're thinking straight, you're listening and you're seeing what God is showing you, last year, should have already gave you that gut feeling like I should probably start getting some of my money out of the bank. I should probably start looking into things like gold. And what happened? That's exactly what happened, didn't it? Because remember when it went down last year? What happened with a lot of the gold, the SD bullion and all these gold? I'm sure Midas had a shortage too. Everybody had a shortage all of a sudden. You were mm-hmm. being told that they couldn't take anymore. Had to be a $500 minimum.
Yeah.
So if you're good and you're trying to wake your people up and you're trying to lead them back to prosperity, right? You've been given little hints. And I'm not saying this to be mean,
yeah.
But there are some of you out there right now that are listening to me. You're still on the fence and you're still doubting what is about to happen.
I'll say it again. Fiat currencies don't have a good ending.
No,
it's just they don't. When you print to infinity, you've debased your currency enough. This is how the Roman Empire fell. Like I don't understand. I mean, this is what happened in the French Revolution. You know, the law of maximum. I mean, you have to a certain set of prices for wages for everything, or penalty by death. The Roman Empire did the same thing. Emperor Diocletian, you know, book of wages. This is they all did the same thing. People don't learn from it. When you debase your currency, coin clipping, it's the same thing as shrinkflation. All your products and stuff gets smaller. Everything gets smaller and smaller, and yet you're paying more than you were for a more product before. It's all type of coin clipping. It's all debasing your currency. So fiat systems, they do not. And when you have a de-dollarization, when you have, and we've never seen it like we've seen it now, obviously, dollar's always been king. But when you have countries that send currencies back, when they don't hold U.S. dollar reserves and they buy gold instead, everybody that's doing it right now, okay, they're not buying U.S. debt. They're not buying treasuries, bonds. So they're sending the dollar. We just now have this massive influx of U.S. dollars. This leads to hyperinflation. 64 cases now? 64 cases of hyperinflation throughout world history? Not one single currency has ever survived it. Not one. You can't. It's impossible. Same behavior as Venezuela. Look what Venezuela did. I know we have a bigger economy. I understand that. But it is very interesting. Again, not putting fear into you. I'm just saying that the dollar doesn't... It's car meat cliff. Car meat cliff. And yep. What God does to bring us out of it, hey, I truly believe he's going to do something special. But I also believe in wisdom preparing for things. You know? And I'm not saying you have to have gold or silver. I'm not saying that. But I sure wouldn't want my money to be in the bank, like all of it, if the banks start failing and they do bail-ins, next thing you know, they're freezing your assets. CNN, I think it was CNN that had an article. This is like, I think two days ago. But they're like, there's like a poll for people who trust the banks. And like, nobody trusts the banks, right? And like, they're like, this is a sign. It's not bank runs, but most people are pulling their money out of the banks. But it's not a bank run. It's not a bank run. I'm like, so wait, you trying to tell me that people are pulling all their money in the bank? But again, the media, they're there to keep you in the system. This is why the IMF said on social media, people need to be watching for these bank runs. So if that time comes, they can shut her down. They can't be having bank runs because they don't have the capital. They don't have it. As of 2020, zero. That was a requirement. Zero. You got nothing. They got nothing. It's pretty wild.
Yep. I mean, I've told you, Mice, what I try and do. I keep enough in the bank to play the game, to play in their system. All right. To survive. And if I got anything that I like, I can quote unquote call savings. And I know a lot of us probably don't have savings right now because, you know, your grocery bill is double and everything else. Right. Nope. But if I have any slight amount of money that I can call savings, the last place I'm going to have it in is a bank.
My savings is my silver.
Right.
It's literally
I would rather have it there doing something than sitting in a bank because your money doesn't make any money and your money, they can take it from you. So again, they don't have any money. A lot of these banks don't have any money. They have your money that they will take from you if they have to.
Right.
So
yeah, that's I am in no different spot than anybody else. Like,
yep. Same.
I am month to month.
Yeah. Like I said, we're all like, so I hate when people come at us and they're like I'm sitting on this perch safe from all of this. Like we're all in the same boat together. Like I said, I'm just trying, we're all walking through this together. I mean, that's the great thing about this community. Is it nobody's better than anybody else. We're all walking through this together, man. That's the goal, is to just get to the other side. Because I know on the other side of this, I told you, we're going to party. All right? We are going to celebrate. It is going to be amazing. But we're all on this walk. We're here to lift each other up, man. That's the goal, right? Spread the truth. Share the truth. Grow together mentally, physically, spiritually. That's our goal.
Right.
You know? Right. So dude, I'm watching some of this live, bro. Like, can we talk about the fact that the potato is still at the White House and hasn't left for the State of the Union?
Is that
I'm watching? That yeah, I'm trying. I'm tracking this, trying to track everything real time. So I'm watching. He still hasn't left the White House, bro.
Why can't they just like pop him in Marine One or
right? Pop him in again. Think about it. It's optics, fencing.
Interesting,
right? You got fencing. Supposedly, you got some National Guard in there. Now you have these. They basically surrounded to where he can't leave the White House. The protesters. Right. But I would like to point out to anybody on the left that might be watching this right now, let me point out something. Guess who's not surrounding the White House right now? Extreme MAGA Republicans.
Extreme MAGA Republicans.
Guess who didn't try to burn down the White House when Trump was in there and stormed the gate and all that stuff? Extreme MAGA Republicans. Guess who didn't burn their cities down in the Summer of Love in 2020 and riot all over the place for a criminal crackhead? Because the media told you to be upset about it. It wasn't extreme MAGA Republicans.
Right.
And lastly, I'll let you in. There's nothing. An extreme MAGA Republican doesn't exist. We're just Americans who love our country and want it back.
It's pretty simple. extreme MAGA Republicans, Christian nationals, because we stand on our conservative values where we founded our nation on God.
Yes. Yes.
That's and they want to twist it into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Sure enough.
Sure. Well, you are being called by four different pronouns.
Yeah.
You love Biden. You love Hillary. You love all these demonic people. Is it really hard to see for people anymore? Who's
who? No, it's not. Only if you're. Because it's just
brainwashed.
Right. Yep. And again, I still love, and I want them to know, I still love you with all my heart.
I want you to know
I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. It's that I want you to know I'm trying. I love you because I know I firmly believe in my heart that many of you the world is really good at deception. And I know that a lot of you just don't see it. And how do I know this? Because I was there with you. Mm-hmm. I can speak from experience. I was there with you. So I'm not being hypocritical. I'm not saying that you're a horrible person because I wasn't the greatest person either. Because I was blinded by the world too. I didn't put the right things first. I didn't make the right decisions. It's part of life. So that's why I still love them, because I know a majority of people are good. Their heart is good. They just... The world is very easy. The world is very good at deception. So, but again, we weren't burning down cities and rioting. We're not, I guarantee you won't see an extreme MAGA Republican looting a Target or a Walmart or a CVS, Walgreens, you know, you name it. You won't see us doing that.
No.
Won't see us doing that. You know, I could keep going. What are you looking at?
All right, so I'm watching this live. I'm just looking at Johnson here and Kamala stand there. Is he here? What's going on?
Did he make it?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch it.
Did he finally make it? Anybody?
No, it looks like they're having a party. Looks like they're having a party.
Yeah, I'm watching
Simon. Oh, it's 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, it's not even for like...
Yeah. Simon said, yeah, he's still saying blocking Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden's motorcade route to U.S. Capitol. That'll
be interesting to watch unfold, I guess.
Right.
I'd like to see what would happen if he doesn't show up.
How crazy they'll use this as an excuse for him to just not even get up there and talk. And then it gives them a talking point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? That's crazy. I know. Isn't it past his bedtime? I mean, that's insane. They're going to have to call it. They're going to have to put a lid on it.
Got to make a drug run, you know?
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, did you guys give him a shot already? Sure did.
Oh, shoot.
Holy cow. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. How many methamphetamines that can
be on tonight? Next thing you're going to see, they're going to be a live shot from the White House, and you're going to see Biden spinning around in circles.
Oh boy. Yeah, so I don't know. That's interesting. Interesting indeed. But yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
Would you like to, we need to do sponsors. And then I got an ounce of silver for anybody that wants it. Very nice. These are really cool. Again, donated by wonderful people in your community. Again, we're all here for each other. That's what I love about it, man. We're taking care of each other. That's what it's all about. Imagine, look, we're getting ahead of the game, ladies and gentlemen, because on the other side of this, that's what it's going to be all about. How do you unify a country? You come together community. For each other. Community.
It starts with the community.
Yeah.
You know? That's the whole point, you know? Community, build into a kingdom.
Yep.
That's how we do things. That's how we do it. Yeah, we'll be back in... So drop a holla in the chat. You guys already know what to do.
They're already rolling.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabets tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabets promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code, cealphabets.online, for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6-gallon snackage can, Manly Cans are great for a gift, or if you want the ultimate snack attack. Family businesses and family is important. See alphabets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphabets and use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off at MyPillow.com/Alphabets. If you're looking for some Alphabets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to GodFirstGear.com and you can use the Alphabets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphabets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. GodFirstGear.com for your official Alphabets apparel. Remember to use the Alphabets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
What you got, Schnookums?
All right, so check this out. This tonight, one lucky winner is not going to get just 1 ounce. They're going to get, and also they're going to get this cool half ounce. This is a half ounce.
Ooh.
So you're getting 1.5 ounces of silver. NW4 Runner Girl. I already wrote it down, Israel.
Look at you go. Look at you go.
For the win.
I'll write it down just to be sure.
Just like you don't trust me, ladies and gentlemen. NW4 Runner Girl. Congratulations. You won 1.5 ounces of silver. These are really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. Hey, cool. Funny story. So I was getting my hair cut today.
Okay.
You ever seen the movie White Chicks?
Yeah.
Where they dress. There's a scene in the movie where they're like, the friends go, you look taller. And she's like, we got our knees done. And she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. You can do that? Did you know that's a thing now? You can really do that?
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, did y'all know that so enhancing everything else instead of just loving the body.
You can get a knee replacement.
No, you can get, apparently, you can make yourself taller.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You can enhance everything. I don't understand it. To each his own. Like, I don't understand everybody, all the ladies all of a sudden wanting these Brazilian butt lifts. I don't understand it. You know, but apparently you can make yourself taller. And I said, well, that's that wouldn't make any, if, okay. So picture this, Israel, we got a bunch of people. Cause normally your height also, if you got long legs, you're going to have long arms, right? You're going to have a wingspan. Mm-hmm. So, right. I'm like, well, wouldn't you have to get your arms done too? You're going to have a bunch of 6'7" dudes walk around looking like T-Rex.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, if I got my knees done, you're just walking around with it.
Yeah, yeah, it is goofy. That's goofy, man. That's goofy. Oh man, what a bunch of dorks!
I just started laughing. I was like, "No freak, that's the thing." He goes, "I swear." He's like, "It's a thing," and I'm like, "You're gonna have these dudes walking around looking like T-Rex, man." It's
oh boy. That's awesome. They're leaving the White House now, huh?
Oh, are they? Man. Are they going? Are they going to fly in there? Did they make a route?
Digging a tunnel. You need a little Joey B out there with a shovel. Anyway. Anyway.
Listen to this. No, I ain't gonna say it. JP Morgan, this is from Unusual Whales. JP Morgan Chase says Bitcoin's price may drift back towards 42,000 after April. What's April got to do with it?
I don't know. I don't know. I heard that too. I seen it.
Like, I don't.
I mean, there's a like.
It's JP Morgan Chase. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, Financelot was talking about it because obviously nobody knows who invented Bitcoin. You know,
right?
And a lot of people think it was the NSA, so they could spike it, liquidate it, and sit there and fund themselves constantly until
bro, they can't anymore. So I don't know if y'all have seen it yet. Did you try and watch it today? The show I told you this morning to watch.
I have not watched it. I was a little busy.
Oh, sorry. I got up early, so I woke up at 4:30 today, man. So I started watching it this morning. It's on Netflix. It's the octopus.
Oh, that one.
It's the Octopus Murders, and it's very intriguing and. I'll say it again. Our government's so corrupt, man. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I got to give it. Give it a try.
The illusion of freedom. The illusion of freedom. That's all I'm gonna say. The illusion of freedom. And like you said, America, you are not as safe as you think you are.
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you look at everything. I was watching a show the other day. These people are trying to get away from the NSA. And they're on their phones all the time. I'm like, y'all, like, plot hole. You're trying to get away from the NSA, but you're sitting here calling each other all the time?
Right.
Ain't gonna work.
Right.
Ain't gonna work. Sorry. You got to go off the grid on that one. But yeah, so we thank you guys for coming out again tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. If you want to learn about the Anunnaki and you can show up and watch it. It's very deep. Just letting you know. I scared myself a little bit. Just kidding. I did. I'm totally into it. But it's you definitely got to come with open mind. I try doing my best. I do repeat myself at times. So just warning you. It is in podcast format. But I got stuff all over the place and on the screen and whatnot throughout the show. So it's there's a lot of information in it. I'm just forewarning you. It's some deep stuff. So
So 3 o'clock Central tomorrow. So 4 Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. Sweet, dude. I'll definitely, yeah. I should already be at my destination watching it.
Yeah. But I make it make sense, you know? Because I'll let you guys know right now, if you guys look up videos about the Anunnaki, I'd say most of them out there are going to lead you down a path that will pull you away from God. But because there's a lot of ancient history that talks about the Anunnaki, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you a little brief description. And all of it has to do with the genetic manipulation, but a lot of people that make these videos about the Anunnaki, they will make videos believing that the Anunnaki created humans. Okay?
Yeah,
so when you go down that road, they will pull you away from God, but you need to know it was about genetic manipulation. And this stuff's been going on for forever. It's still happening right now. So.
We were more advanced than they would like you to believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the big thing I tried to kind of pull apart so people would have understanding of it in a biblical aspect, but not in a worldly aspect. Because there are many videos that'll lead you astray towards a different direction, just like the CIA does. They give you a little bit of information, enough to throw you off. So it's all very interesting stuff. Definitely need an open mind. It's very good.
Man, I had the craziest thought just now. So you know how they love, it's like they try and keep us in this prison, man. Lie to us about our past, that we were more advanced, that the world that they sold us is not the real world. And it reminds me of that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. Have you ever seen that?
Maybe a long time ago.
Where they were like in this protected area, yeah. And they were living like it was like Little House on the Prairie days. Yeah. And there was this boogeyman that would come and get them, so they would put red on their doorstep to protect them from this boogeyman. And you're like, and at the end of the movie, they break out of this prison that's been built for them and realize that, like, there's this world outside of what they believed. And I was like, that's kind of mm-hmm. how I feel sometimes. Like, they put us all in this box, and that the world they sold us is not the real world at all.
Right.
So it's kind of creepy they put that in a movie.
Yeah, well, they do that to a lot of movies, man.
Right.
They always take some form of truth and twist it. That's what they do. Through time and time again. And and then people wonder why, when there's a great awakening, that you start to see all the symbolism in all these movies. And you're like, oh my gosh. These guys are all pulling something from some type of history and twisting it. And then it turns into fiction, you know? And then so when there's actually deep stuff happening in the spiritual realm and affecting our physical realm, they think you're crazy because it was labeled as fiction. So yeah, man, it's some deep stuff, but yeah. Anyway, 3 p.m. Central tomorrow. And, they will, yeah. You got anything else, Chris?
Nope. I'm sure I'm probably going to try and keep going track of what's going on with this craziness up in these. This is
the old Biden tracker.
Yep. This movie is crazy.
It is anyway, crazy.
I hope y'all have a fabulous weekend. Stay safe out there. Like, seriously, I know I say it all the time. Head on a swivel, stay frosty, situational awareness. Always. Always stay away from large crowds. You know what I mean? Family. Just
be smart.
It's the most important thing.
Just
be smart. Be smart.
And, anyway. I don't have any good Biden impressions.
That sounds like Biden. Anyway. The right roof.
The right roof. Shoot. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later. Holla.